Halacha Dalet. Hilchas Hechsher Kalim, the law of koshering Kalim, making Kalim of a non-Jew kosher for a Jew to use. Inyan Sfira Ushavuas. This halacha is going to elaborate on the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer and the holiday of Shavuos, just what we need. Al pi hatoyro vihino pi shnayim baruch acho Eloi, based on chapter 66, Bilikuti Alev Simen Samachvov, Ayin Shem Kol HaTorah, based on chapter 66 in the first half of Likut Imran, study that entire Torah well as an introduction. That's one of the longer and deeper chapters of Likut Imran. Again, incredible Hashkacha Proti that we have the privilege to be learning this in the days of the Omer. We hope that we're going to have the schus of completing this halacha, hopefully, during the Yemei HaOmer now, in the year Tovshin Samach Tes, 2009. Ki koidem shemoitziyim mikoyach alapoyal, azai hakoyach vahapoyal echod. One of the things that Rav Meinerzal explains in that chapter in Likut Imran is that before, when a person has not yet been able to bring something from thought into action, then the thought and the action are still one, because the action hasn't happened yet. It's still in his mind, in a sense. It's in theory. If a person, let's say, is thinking of building a home, so again, he's thinking of doing it, and he hasn't actually done it yet, so the koyach and the poyal are one at this point. And each and every single Jew has to see to it in this world to take things from koyach to poyal, from thought into action. The Zohar Kodesh brings that the word Adam, Aleph Dalet Mem, the Aleph stands for Machshava. There are many proofs to that. The word Aleph means to teach. Va'alefcha chachma. There's a passage that says, I will teach you chachma. So Aleph is chachma. Aleph is pele, keser. Aleph is always an Indian of moichin. The Dalet is dibur, speech. And the mem is maisa, action. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, for anything to happen in this world, it has to go through those three stages. From machshava to dibur to maisa. In this particular Torah, Rabbi Nezal is referring right here now to the concept of going from koyach el apoyel, from machshava to maisa. Liftoy, each and every single person has to see to it to do that. Liftoyach hayodayim, to open up the hands, so that the Ruach Delesato should be able to receive from the Ruach Delela. The lower Ruach should be able to receive from the higher Ruach. Rabbeinu Zal there explains, we have Hashem's name. The most basic name of Hashem is Yudke Vavke. The way it's written, it's Yudke Vavke. We pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And when we, in Kabbalistic terms, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Malchus. Dino, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud spells the word Dino. Dino de Malchus Adina. Malchus, kingdom. Malchus is associated with Olam Hoasiyah, the physical world, action, Maisa. Whereas Yud Kei Vav Kei, compared to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei is a concept of Machshava, thought. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Machshava. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Maisa. And again, when we read Hashem's name, our eyes read Yud Kei Vav Kei. When we say it, it's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So we know that in Kabbalah, there's the concept of the Shiluv, where you take these two names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Yud, and you intermix them. First Yud, the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, then Aleph, the first letter of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Then Hey, the second letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then Dalet, the second letter of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And so on and so forth. So it becomes Yud Aleph, Hey Dalet, Vav Nun, Hey Yud. And Rabbi Nezal elaborates on this very much in that chapter in Likut Imran, that in this combination you have eight letters. The two outer letters are Yuds. The Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the last Yud, the Yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So you have a Yud in the beginning, Yud at the end, and you have those six letters in the middle. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that those two yuds represent the concept of yodayim, hands. And we have to open up those yuds to let those six letters in the middle do their thing in bringing things from koyach to poyal. Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Maran that there are three stages in koyach and three phases in poyal. That's why you have three letters and three letters. Those are those six middle letters. If you study that chapter in the Qur'an, you'll see it much more clearly. I'm just bringing a little bit more light to the topic. That's this Ruach Delasata from the Ruach Delela. V'chol ha-mitzvois v'aveirois tluyim zebozeh. Rabbi Nazal shows over in the Qur'an that all the mitzvahs and all aveirois are connected to each other. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Maran, where he explains it. And how does a Jew take something from thought into action? You need that bridge. You need the middleman. It's through speech, like we just said before. Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, that Dalet in the middle, that Dibur. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there that the Dibur requires Emes, truth. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there, it's not enough to have letters. Speech is a combination of, is words. You're speaking words. Words are made of letters. But letters alone, you can't say. The letters have to have vowels. They have to have nekudos. Without nekudos, the letters are immobile. They're speechless. You can't say them at all. So therefore, Rabbi Nazal says there, you have to make vowels for the letters, nekudos for the oisios. V'heim nas nalidea kisufin v'cheshik digdusha. How does a Jew generate vowels? Through yearning, through deep, deep yearning and desire. When a person has a serious, powerful yearning and desire for something, that's called cheshek. And cheshek, or kisufim. And kisufim is what generates the vowels for the letters. That's what makes the dibur move. That's what makes the train go. Because we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it uses the words nekudos hakesef. Nekudos come from kesef. Kesef means silver. Kesef means kisufin, yearning, deep yearning. That the yearnings are what generate the nekudos, the vowels. Shaydeze meshabrin kol hamenios sheboilam. And when a person has this real cheshek, that's what helps them to destroy all the obstacles, any obstacles in the world that would try to block that person from accomplishing what they want to accomplish. Im mizgaber shieloi cheshek chozok kefi hamania, if the person really turns up the cheshek and brings the cheshek to the same voltage as the mania, as the obstacle, then the cheshek can destroy the obstacle. Ki hamania loi bo elo bishvil hacheshek. This is an incredible statement, an incredible revelation that Rabbi Nazal makes over there in the Qur'an, where he says the reason for the obstacle is for the cheshek. The reason why Hashem puts obstacles in your way is because he wants you to turn up the cheshek. He doesn't want you to have 600 watts of cheshek. He wants 6 billion watts of cheshek. So he puts an obstacle in front of you and another obstacle, and the person sees that. If the person really knows what they want and they're not taking no for an answer, then every obstacle makes them want it even more. And each time that they defeat an obstacle and they come to the next obstacle, they see it, they want to punch it even harder and harder until they crash through all the obstacles and get to what they wanted to accomplish. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look this over in that chapter in Likutei Maran very, very well. This is one of the famous chapters in Likutei Maran that has in it several spectacular concepts, and this is one of them. The issue of that the Mania is the Cheshek has to be Lefi the Mania, and Hashem sends Manias according to how much Cheshek He wants you to have. Hashem doesn't want you to do the mitzvah with 300 volts. He wants you to do a mitzvah with 3 million volts. How does he get you there? How does he get the person to 3 million volts? By holding it back. By holding back from the person. Just like an airplane. When an airplane is about to take off, usually what they do is they put the brakes on, they rev up the engine stronger than, and you hear the roar of the engine, then they release it, and they release the brake, and then the plane takes off with a power that gives it the ability to lift off. A person would say, it seems to be, what's the difference? What's the difference doing it that way? Why not just go regular, start like a car, go from 10 miles an hour to 20, to 30, to 40? Because then the plane won't take off. Or it'll take a runway of 30 miles for it to take off. In order for a plane to take off in a runway of a certain minimal amount, that plane, the engines have to be at a level of power where the second you release that brake, that plane is moving not at 10 miles an hour, but it's starting off at 70 or 100 and picking up speed much, much, much more quickly than if you were just rolling along at a regular pace. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Ki kol odom tzorech lasoik betikin habriya. Each and every single person is required to be involved in completing the bria. Ki, and in rectifying the bria, rectifying the creation. Ki hakol tzorech tikun. Because everything in the creation requires completion. It's unfinished. Hashem did not complete the creation intentionally. He left it for us to be misakim. Ki af al pi Hashem isborach kfar bora es kol habria. Because even though Hashem already has made the entire creation, aval hakol nivra mechuser tikun kiyadua. Everything has been created incomplete, as is known. You don't have bread. You don't have bread. Hashem didn't create the world in a manner that bread is being produced. You have to go through, a human being has to perform 10 different procedures before bread is generated. Even though the Torah talks about bread, and bread is the main staple of a person, Hashem didn't give us bread. Hashem gave us earth and seeds. And we have to plow the earth, and we have to till the earth, and we have to put the seed in, and we have to go through all kinds of procedures to get to that bread. Ki hakol nivra b'shvil ha'odom, because everything was created for the sake of man. Shehu ish ha'yisraeli, specifically the Jew. Shehu yasik betikin habriya, that he should be involved in completing and perfecting the creation. V'yeh nechshov ki'ilu hoitzias habriya mikoyach el apoyel kefi tikun masov al pi ha'Torah k'doisha. And it should be considered as if the person, as if the Jew, brought the creation from thought into action, according to that Jew's tikun hamaisim, according to the good deeds that that person does, following the Torah. Shebishvil ze nivro hakoil. And this is why everything was created. Everything was created for the Jew, for him to be zoicha, to complete this fabulous creation that Hashem made, and that the Jew should get the credit for being moitzi mikoyach lapoil. Ki kol habriya begin the ishtemoy doinle. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the whole creation was done so that people should get to recognize Hashem and acknowledge Hashem and know Hashem. Kedei sheyakiru veyedu oiso yisborach al kol dover vedover shel habriya. So that people should get to recognize and know and realize Hashem through each and every single item in the creation, through every tree, through every animal, through every pebble. The cholzman she'ein odom la'asik bozeh, and so long as there isn't a human being to do this, azay nechshav kol abriya l'toyev avoyu, the creation is considered a void, an emptiness. And about this, the Pasuk says, Loi toyu bro, lo sheves yotzro. Hashem did not create the world for it to remain empty. He created the world for it to be inhabited. Lo sheves, it should be settled and inhabited by human beings. Sheyeh ho'oila miyushav mibnei deya, that the world should be settled and civilized by intelligent people. Hayoidim umakirim es riboinom alidei kol prote abriya, who realize and recognize Hashem through each and every single detail of creation. V'ze b'chinas klal ha-toyra v'ha-mitzvois. And this is the whole concept of Torah and mitzvois, she'b'shvil ze nivra koil. And that's what everything was created for. Ki kifi ha-mitzvah she'mekayim isha Yisraeli, kemoikein ho-moitzi chelek me'abriya mikoyach ha-lapoil. Because depending on what particular mitzvah a Jew is fulfilling, he's involved in bringing a particular part of the creation from thought into action, from koyach into poil. Lemoshel, for example, Rav Nosson Zal says, kishemekayim mitzvah tzitzis, when a Jew is zoicha to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis, azai, lefi hakidusha v'hataro v'yediyas elikusiyas bor shemamshich ha'idei kidushas mitzvah tzitzis, according to the degree of holiness and purity and recognition of Hashem that the Jew draws upon himself by fulfilling that mitzvah of tzitzis, by wearing the tzitzis and making a bracha on the tzitzis, kemoikein hu mesakein chelek me'abriya, to that degree he is, the Jew is fixing a particular piece of the creation, v'nechshav ki'ilu ato hoitzi ze achelek me'abriya mikoyach ha'poel, and therefore it's considered as if at that point that Jew fixed and completed that particular part of creation. He brought it mikoyach ha'poel, he brought it to a stage of completion. Hashem created it incomplete, and every positive action that the Jew does in this world is completing the creation. Just as we say in Kiddush Friday night, that incredible paragraph where we say Vayechulu Hashamayim Vaoretz Chol, Hashem completed heaven and earth, right? Wrong. It says at the end of that paragraph, Vayevorech Kim Hashem Hashem, Kaddish Hashem, Hashem blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. Kivoy Shoas Mikol Malachtoi, that's the day on which he rested from all of his work. Asher Boro Elohim La'asois, which Hashem created La'asois, to do, to make. Hashem created everything for us, the Jewish people, to make it happen. We're the ones who are supposed to finish the job. V'chein b'sharei kol ha-mitzvahs, and the same thing is true about all the other mitzvahs. V'al kein hoya kol ha-toyra tolui ad shishi b'sivon shekiblu Yisrael es ha-toyra. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the whole world was dangling, it was hanging, it was not complete, it wasn't fixed in place yet, until the sixth day of Sivan, until Shavuos of the year 2448. As it says, Yoim Hashishi Vayechulo Hashemayim Vaoretz. On the sixth day, heaven and earth were completed. The Gemara says, once, so why didn't it just say sixth day? What's the sixth day? The Gemara says, it doesn't mean Friday of creation. It means on the sixth day of Sivan, 2448, that's when Hashem completed heaven and earth. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Nemoigim eretz v'chol yoshveho, onoichi tikanti amudeho selo. That the earth and all of its inhabitants were nemoigim. They were not settled yet. They weren't fixed in place yet. I established the pillars eternally. And those pillars are the pillars of the Torah. Through the Chotzvo Amudeho Shivo, Hashem carved out the seven pillars of the Torah, the seven Chumashim, Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbor is like three, because you have that Vayhi ben Soya in middle, which is like a miniature Chumash, and then Dvorim. As our rabbis explain this pasuk, Nemoigim Eretz, that the Anoichi Tikanti Amudeh is referring to Matan Torah. She'oz nizbaseis v'neskayim hoilom. That's when the world became established. That's when it became fixed in place. Till then it was shaky. Ki koidem kabulas ha-Torah nechshav kol hoilom letoyu vavoyu ukilu adayin loinivra klal. Because before Matan Torah, it's considered as if the world was in darkness. It's as if it didn't even really exist. And in fact, we know when the Gemara speaks about the 6,000 years of this world, the first 2,000 years are called 2,000 years of Tohu Vavohu, 2,000 years of darkness. Why? Because they didn't install the lights yet. The lights were installed in the year 2448. That's when Hashem gave the Torah. That's the next 2,000 is called the 2,000 years of Torah, and then the final 2,000 years are called the 2,000 years of Mashiach. You know, we're headed towards the coming of Mashiach. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas eile toldos ha'shamayim v'oretz behiborom. The pasuk says, this is the story of heaven and earth when they were created. V'dosh Rabbi Seinazal, the Gemara says that the word behiborom is the same letters as the word be'avraham. Ki rak kishebo avram avinu loilam, shemimenu hischil hamshochas derech ha'toira boilam, because it was only when Avram Avinu came into the world and he started introducing the Torah to the world, oz daikonemar behiborom. That's what when the Torah says, when it was created. That's when the world reached a certain stage of completion, in a sense. Kimeoz maschil habria. That's when creation really started from. Keilu oz nivroilam. It's as if that's when the world started being created. That's when they pushed the button and the timer started, in a sense. Just like there was a story of one of the special Breslovers. One of the his name was Reb Moshe Yaroslavsky, zichron levracha, in the previous generation. He was an incredible tomim, super, super sincere and simple. And he supported many of the Talmidei Chachamim in Breslov, in Uman, in the 1900s, in the first half of the 1900s. He eventually came to Eretz Yisrael and raised a family here. And his family here also are supporters of the Breslov, of Breslov Yerushalayim, you know, as much as they can. So he was once being interrogated by the KGB, and they asked him, how old are you? And at the time, he was 45, 50, he said, 19. So they wrote down 19. So somebody asked him afterwards, why did you say 19? He said, because that's when I came to Breslov. That's when I met, that's when I got involved with Rabbeinu Zal. That's when my life began. Until then was nothingness. Until then doesn't count. It was when I started going on the Derech HaTorah, you know, with the Tzaddik, that's when my life begins. This is what Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here, that until Avram Avinu came along, the world wasn't really considered alive yet. Eile Toil HaShemayim, this is the story of heaven and earth, be Avraham. You want to know when it really started happening? From Avram Avinu. V'chein Om Rabbi Seinu Zal al Posik Boir Acho Yaakov. There's a Posik where it uses the words Boir Acho Yaakov, your creator Yaakov. The Gemara says, Oilami, Oilami, mi boiracha, my world, Hashem says, who created you? Yaakov boiracha, Yaakov created you. Shehem klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu symbolizes the Jewish people, the 12 Shvotim. Shekol echot Yisrael kfi kedushosoi kfi kiyumoyes hatoira, kemoikei nechshav ki'ilu hu boro es oilam. Each and every single Jew, according to his Kiddusha, according to his fulfilling the Torah, to that degree it's considered as if he created the world. And it's considered as if that Jew is the one who's taking the world from theory into action on his level. On his level. Ki ikar tikkun habriya. Iker b'chinas moitzi mikoyach al apoyel, hu lohitzi hadas v'hasechel digdusha mikoyach al apoyel. Because the main completion of creation, the main concept of bringing from thought into action, is to bring the sechel of kedusha into action. Kama shekosu b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in other places, sheyesh sechel b'koyach, v'yesh sechel b'poyel. There's sechel that's only in thought, in theory, and there's sechel that's in action. V'ikar hashleimus, lohitzi hasechel amiti digdusha, mikoyach alapoyel. And the main completion, when do we say that you finish the job? When you've been zeichet to bring the sechel amiti of kedusha from thought into action, legaloi selukusoi boilam, to reveal Hashem in the world, to bring Hashem out into the open, not where it's in your mind, but where you're speaking about it, you're telling the world about it, and you're bringing Hashem into the world. Shezeh ikar tikkun habriyah v'kiyumoy. That's the main completion of the creation, and that's what sustains the creation. Ki kulam b'chochma asisa. Because everything was made with chochma. Ki ikar shleimus kol pa'ula hu sheyeda mi pa'oloi v'asoi. Because the main perfection and completion of every item in creation is that it should realize and recognize who created it, who made it. Sheyiskayim v'yeda kol pol kiato fialtoi. That it should be fulfilled what we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'yeda kol pol, every creation will know kiato fialtoi, that you created them. Ukamay shek posuv, and as the posuk says, mi po'al v'yoso, who is the one who made and created? It's Hashem who brought out the generations from the beginning.